Now we're switching to the book Kabbalah Matchil, that's in Hebrew. It is in page 144. Chris from London is usually is always on the air now.
ספר קבלה למתחיל עמוד 144 מאמר שנקרא מטרת החברה.
All right, this article is called The Purpose of the Society, of the Group. Since one is born with a kli called self-love, and where one does not see that from an act he'll get something for himself, he doesn't have the fuel to make even the slightest movement. And without annulling self-love, it is impossible to reach adhesion with the Creator, which is the Hishtavutzuah, the equivalence of form. Since it is against our nature, we need a society which would create a great force so that together we can work on the nullification of the will to receive, what's on the Kabbalah, which is called evil, because it prevents us from reaching the goal for which mankind was created. That is why this society should consist of individuals who unanimously agree that we have to reach it. Then, from all those individuals, there becomes one great force that can battle itself, because each and every one consists of everybody else, contains and mingles with them. Thus, each and every one is now based on a great desire of wanting to reach the goal. And in order for there to be this mingling with each other, each should nullify himself with respect to the other. This is by seeing the virtue of his friend and not their deficits. But he who thinks that he is a little higher than his friends can no longer unite with them. And also, during the assembly, they should be serious so as to not lose the intention for which they gathered. And because of the reason of thou should walk humbly, which is a great thing, they should be accustomed to show on the outside that they're not serious, but inside their heart there should be a burning fire. But for small people during the assembly, with them we should be careful not to follow their acts and talks that are not purposeful, that do not direct toward the purpose for which they gathered, which is that by that we should reach the adhesion with the Creator. Only when not with the friends, it is better to not show on the outside the intention in the heart, and to be like everybody else on the outside. This is the meaning of walk humbly with the Lord your God. Although there are higher meanings to that as well, but the simple meaning is also a great thing. That is why it is good that among the friends who come together, there will be equalization with one another, so that one can revoke oneself before the other. And in society, there should be careful guard so that no lightheadedness, recklessness will enter, because that ruins everything. But that should be an internal matter. But when someone who is not from this society is amongst us, we should not appear serious at all, but equalize with that person who came now, meaning not speak of serious things, but only of things that are appropriate to this person who came now, who is called uninvited guest. I don't know. What, Gilman?
Spirituality is called what is above corporeality. That all the time we have to hold spirituality above corporeality. It's like a ball which we just do not let it fall. All of our worries should be how to rise, how to uplift, how hold and rise it more and more. And that should be the concern which should live in the group about the spirit of the society, that all the time would rise and grow in such a way that each and every one will be able to enjoy it. In such a way that it doesn't matter where I'm at, and why I think, and where had I fallen, and what activates upon me. The society is such a strong society that I'm just unable to get rid of it. I receive such enthusiasm that I just have no choice. I'm always connected to it. So there are people who enthusiasm in a faster way, and the ones who it's a bit difficult for them to feel this enthusiasm, but we have to worry about everyone. And that's it. And now you're leaving for the whole day. In evening also, there's a meeting of women, so you do not meet one with the other. So how do you plan your day so it will be more uplifted than the prior day, that no one would forget for even one moment of being in sensation, in feeling those emotions, that everything inside would always work, and how to put in words, in sensating the target already now, which here I am, and in a minute I will feel it. How do you hold it? You have to think about it now and to sign the whole day right now, and then you will see how many hours you join to your path, to your way of life. So we just have to make efforts to determine times for it and actions, and maybe to think about words from the sources, or maybe laws, or to remember, to remind each other about something which we all enthusiasm for. Enthusiasm, so the enthusiasm of, and that all the time will be at this right line, this importance of the target, from which the work and all the other additional things, as tiredness, all those little problems, I'll treat them also targetly. That I'm willing to observate them, to absorb them, and to treat with them, because if I direct them towards the right line, I rise. They becoming a material which I add to my intent, and then it becomes a vessel. Kli. Read something else. I'm just unable to do it. We're reading the next article. What gives us the rule of loving the friend as the self? The article is at page 145 of the book of Kabbalah Lamotchil. What does the rule of loving the friend as yourself give us? By this law we can reach the love of the Creator. And if so, what does the existence of Taryag Mitzvot, 612 Mitzvot, gives us? First of all, we have to know what is called a rule. It is known that a rule is built upon many details, and without the details, it would just unable to be a rule. As we say, a holy community, meaning a few details which gathered and became one unit, and then they find a head which is called a minyan, or an congregation that at least has to be 10 people, and then they can say holiness in the prayer. And that's what they say in the Holy Zohar, in each and every 10 people, the Shechina is.
That is what they meant in the Holy Zohar. There is divinity in every 10 people, meaning where there are 10 people, there is already a place for the inspiration of divinity. It turns out that the rule of love thy friend as thyself is built on 612 mitzvot, meaning if we keep the 612 mitzvot, then we can come to the rule of love thy friend as thyself. Thus, the individuals allow us to reach the collective and the rule. And when we have this rule, then we can reach the love of God. As it is written, my soul pineth for the Lord. And although one cannot keep all 612 mitzvot alone, for example, redemption of the firstborn, because if he has a daughter first, he can no longer keep the mitzvah of redemption of the firstborn. And also women are not obliged to perform mitzvot that are caused by time, like tzitzit and tefillin. But because all of Israel are responsible for each other, it turns out that everyone is responsible for everybody else. By everybody, the mitzvot are kept. It turns out that it is though everyone together kept all the mitzvot. Therefore, by the power of these 612 mitzvot, we can reach the rule of love, life, friend, as thyself. Repeating it. We'll repeat the, both articles, actually. First, the purpose of the group, actually, the society. The purpose of society. Since one is born with a kli called self-love, where one does not see that from a certain act he will get something for himself, he doesn't have the fuel for the efforts to make even the slightest movement. And without revoking self-love, it is impossible to reach adhesion with the Creator, which is the hishtavut tzura, the equivalence of form. And since it is against our nature, we need a society where everyone can become a great force, so that we can work together on the nullification of the will to receive, ratzon lekabel, which is called evil, because it prevents us from reaching the goal for which mankind was created. For that reason, we need a society that consists of individuals who all unanimously agree that we should reach it. Then, from all the individuals, there becomes one great force that can, so that one can battle oneself, because each and every one is mingled with each and everybody else. Thus, every person has now a great desire of wanting to reach the goal. And in order for the mingling to be, each should revoke oneself before the other. And that is done by seeing the other's virtues and not drawbacks. But he who thinks he is a little higher than his friends can no longer unite with them. And also, during the assembly, you must be serious in order to not lose the intent for which you gathered. And for the reason of walking humbly, which is a great thing, be accustomed to show on the outwardly that you are not serious, but inside the heart there should be a burning fire. However, for smaller people during the assembly, you should be careful not to be drawn after their acts and talks, which are not purposeful for the goal for which you gathered, which is that by that we should reach adhesion with the Creator. Only when not with the friends, it is better to not show on the outside the intention in the heart. And on the outside, you should be like everybody else, which is the meaning of walk humbly with the Lord your God. Although there are higher interpretations to that, but the simple interpretation is also a great matter. That is why it is good that among the friends who come together, there will be equivalence one with the other, so that one can revoke oneself before the other. And in the society, there should be careful guard so that no recklessness will come among them, because that ruins everything. But still, that should be an internal matter. However, when there is a person amongst you who is not from this society, you should not show any seriousness, but equalize on the outside with a person who has just come, meaning not speak of serious things, but of things that are appropriate for the person who has just come, who is called uninvited guest. Owen is asking, how does society help one revoke one's will to receive? Does anyone want to answer? Gadi. Gadi says, I have something that Rav said yesterday. We try and show efforts in self-revocation towards society. We have to act it out. Again, we try and show efforts to annul ourselves towards society, and we have to act it out. Hear me now. It comes from the greatness of the goal. We have to work on the greatness of the goal, and that'll make it easy for us to revoke ourselves. Leo Gu says, in continuation to God's words, I've said it with regards to a sentence at the bottom of page 143. The last sentence is this: by seeing that his friend tries to annul himself and love the other, that makes everyone be incorporated in the intention of his friend. Hi. Yes. I cannot hear what Chaim is saying. That's why society should consist of individuals who all agree that we have to reach it. Then all the individuals become one big force that can unite, because they are all intermingled. Thus, everyone has now a great desire, which is the desire to reach the goal. More questions? Yes, Tzion. This is Tzion. What does it mean that we're not with our friends? It is better to not show the intent outwardly. Why? Ofer, do you want to answer? Just like we learned that there's chitzoniyut and pnimiyut. outside in Talmudic Sefirot that there is a hole to the Klipot. Outside there is a hole to things that are not in this society. Outside we're exposed to things that are not good for the cause for which we're gathered here. So these are in words for Kabbalah Matchil, and there it's in words of Talmud Sefirot. Yes, Yuda. Question is this: how do we keep this spirit that we have acquired over the morning lesson? How do we keep it during the day and not descend and even increase it? How do we do it? How do we actually do it? David from the Baruch Rav said that the group is the unification of the thoughts. If the friends are not thinking about the group during the day, all of them together, if they're not thinking about the group, the society, it is certain that none of them will be able to sustain the goal and sustain the thoughts and think about the goal. So he said, when we don't think about the goal during the day, then these 3 hours, during those 3 hours, we're also not together. More questions for you, though? Yes, Ron. Well, I've said yesterday in morning class that we shouldn't be mad at ourselves or work against ourselves. We just have to bring the Creator along to the battle. Gilman, from what I heard today, we heard that we have to try and do things, think of sayings and verses, things that impress everyone, so we have the kav yamin, the right line all the time, the enthusiasm with the goal, and each person will be willing to absorb, to take anything and take everything in the right line, and then it'll be like substance that joins the intent. Gadi Kaplan Ben Baruch. We learned this morning that even a great person in the Torah cannot fight. All the more so when we're influenced by society, all we have is to strengthen our environment, to look for the good environment and the strong environment, because we have no other choice. We are in our nature, immersed in our nature. Noam. In prayer before prayer, it says, I'll find it in a minute. He was reading from something called Prayer Before a Prayer. It says that you should, it's a prayer for strengthening and connection with the Creator.